Y'all do pray for me. It's kind of been a lot on my heart. And what's so funny, the Lord laid on me to preach this sermon again. I don't know why, to the church. You know, Noah, when he was building the ark, he tried to tell them that there was a flood coming, don't we? And a lot of times us preachers, we've got to preach what God lays on their heart. Amen. And we've got to be humble about it. Amen. You know, it's kind of funny how when I preached this here the other Sunday, I got to thinking about it. And you know, I guess my topic is about the Spirit of the Lord. When the Spirit of the Lord comes in vain, if you've been saved, we must follow Him. If He tells you to get up and testify, you get up and testify. He tells you to get up and shout, you shout. You know, there's a lot of times I go in churches and it's colder and just cold. But I'm thankful to say that Hilltop Church is not a cold church. They follow the Spirit. I'm thankful to say that we got a pastor that followed the Spirit of the Lord. I'm thankful to say that when you walk in another church and it's cold, boy, you get a thinking, boy, they need the Hilltoppers to get in there and start stirring up the Spirit. But my subject today is about three parts of man: body, soul, and spirit. And the Spirit is God. You go in John chapter 4 and verse 24, it talks about God is a spirit. And once He saved you, He's in you. And He's in you, it's eternity. It's not, you know, this subject here just, and everybody done read Romans 8. I've heard Jeff preach it a bunch of times. And here a while back, Brother Jeff preached about us preachers. I can't preach what Jeff preached about. I got to preach what Mark Gregory, how he preaches. And I've got to do what God, and God does the preaching. The Spirit does the preaching. Not me, not Brother Jeff. What God gives Brother Jeff to preach, he preaches. What God gives to Brother Randall and Johnny, they preach it. And preachers, preach the gospel. Be humble. Preach it like the Lord gives you, and the Lord will give it to you the right way, and give it, let Him do the preaching. I see preachers get up here behind here, and sometimes they face down. I've done it before, and I'm guilty of it a lot. I try to preach what Mark Gregory preached, but it don't work that way, does it? It don't. Romans 8. I'm going to read and I'm going to try to go through it as much as I can. We know that, you know, it says, but you know, I'm going to, y'all just pray for me. It says, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We know Jesus was a perfect when He walked on this world. He was perfect all the way around. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And sinner, I want you to realize this. Once you get saved, you're free from sin and death. But now if you go to the outward part of your body, it's going to perish day by day. It's another spirit, and it's called the evil spirit, and it's the devil. Satan will try his best to keep you, even if you get saved, to try to tell you that you didn't get saved. That's how the devil works. Once when I got saved, that's the first thing he did. He pounded on me. Once I was called to preach, he pounded on me. But I'm telling you, the main spirit was God, and God won. Once he tell you that you lost, you lost. That's when you came to AIDS accountability. being lost. And that's when it's time to get on them knees and ask the Lord to save your soul. It says, for what the law could not do, in that it is weak, through the flesh, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. See, he sent his only begotten Son to die for us. God did it. And it was Jesus. And I want you to realize here today, if you lost, I want you to think about your soul today. I want you to think about if you die today, where are you going to be at? Eternity. You'll be in hell. And that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to go to hell with him. Says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. You know, once God saved your soul, it's likeness of peace. You know, I'm thankful to say that he's in me, but he's in you once you've been saved. And I'm thankful for that. And you know, I sat back the other day and I got to thinking, before I preached this at the church, I got to thinking, ain't it good to know that you got the Lord in you that's willing to take care of his children? You know, I sat around and I get a thinking about where I'm going ahead. I am thankful today that I've got a sweet salvation, that I know that once the Lord saved my soul, and that's the Spirit of the Lord, that I'm thankful that I'm going to heaven right now, that I'm thankful that I'm going to a place that I won't have to suffer or worry about death no more, sickness no more. You know, I want you to realize this today, lost friend, and you sit back and you think, you know, I see a lot of children come to this altar, but they're not willing to go to the Lord. They're not willing to come and believe with all their heart and give it all they have. Now I'm telling you, that devil, he sits there and try to tell you he's the worst person in the world. He wants you to go be with him. And I'm serious. I sit there and I watch people get here and they get up. To me, sometimes I feel like they're just there. You know, when I was lost years ago, the first time I went on altar, I got saved. Now, that was the first time to me. My mama come to me one day, and it's been a while back, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and she come up to me, she said, did you know you went twice? And I told her, I said, no, I don't remember that first time. She said, well, thank God you didn't. I said, why? She said, you've been deceived. I said, what do you mean, Mama? She said, well, when you went the first time, my brother Barlow come to me and she had him to come talk to me while I went on the altar. And I told him when I was a kid, you know, I was 5 or 6 years old, I said, because my friends went. Do you know somebody went around and said I was saved? A preacher did. So we got to watch what we do to talk to people like that. We got to watch what we say to the lost people. Because it's between them and God. And I'm talking about the Spirit. It's between you and God. God's the only one that can save your soul. And I told Mama, I said, I would have been deceived if I believed that and would have believed that, and I probably would have never got on that altar that second time, wouldn't it? I would have never got saved. But thank be unto God, I don't remember that, and I'm thankful that my mind, because you know, that's called your mind, and you get to think and remember and all that, and I'm thankful today that I didn't think about that, didn't even know nothing about it. But once I got on that altar that first business. I knew that I was going to die and go to hell. Now listen, lost friend, I don't know why God given me this, but I want to preach what God gives me. It's between you and God. It's not between man or to tell you that you're saved. It's not going ducking yourself in the water and get baptized two or three times. It's between you and God. God's the only one that can save you. And then you can join the church when the Lord leads you to join the church. Amen. I'm going to try teaching the doctrine of this of missionary Baptist. Because it takes God, the Spirit, to let you know to join the right church. It's not, it's between you and God. I can't save you. All I can do is try my best and preach the gospel to you. But you need to follow the Spirit. And I'm going to get on the church's toes. I don't know why I want to preach. I want to do what God gave me. Listen, people. Keep doing what God does, Hilltop does, and that's following God. Let's follow the Lord. You know, we got a revival coming up. We got a lot of lost people in this church house. I want to see them saved. I want to see them saved. And I want you to realize this today. We need to buckle down and pray more. We do. I'm guilty at it. I'm telling you, I'm so guilty of it. There's a lot of times, you know, all I could tell you, and you know, I sat back after dad passed away, I couldn't get into preaching more like I used to. I couldn't, Brother Jeff, I was failing God. And then last Sunday I preached on this part about the spirit and the body, and I got to thinking about, ain't it wonderful to know that you got the Lord beside of you, your best friend beside of you to help you through this, help you through a lot of things. You know, I'm telling you, lost friend, you need Jesus to be your best friend. You need him. You cannot go in this world being lost and think you got everything in the world. Your mama and daddy can't save you. I can't save you. You must be worried. I need to be worried about your soul. You say, well, preacher, why do you want to preach this? Listen, you got to follow that spirit. And it's God trying to tell you that you're lost. I can't tell you, but it's God letting you know. Once that age accountability comes to you and you say you're lost, it's time to get on these knees. Amen. I was pretty much under the little book, under the pulpit there at altar there at night, under that tent. I was begging the Lord. I said, Lord, please, I don't want to go to hell. Listen to me. That night I was not leaving that tent. See, you gotta want it. You see, like Zacchaeus climbed old sycamore tree. What did he want? He wanted to see the one that could save him. He went up there and he got saved, didn't he? Lord said, make haste. Make haste and come down. That's the Spirit of the Lord. Told him, make haste. It was Jesus sitting there. He knew he was up in that old sycamore tree. Just like the woman, the one that was diseased, she touched him. She knew that he could heal him. Listen, he could do it all. He's the only one that can do it. And sinner, if you lost today, you need to be worried about your soul. Lord, I'll be done here a little bit. I'm just going to preach what God lays on my heart. He says, here. To be carnally minded is death, but the spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal minded in enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Listen, my sinner, you cannot please him. Because you lost, you cannot please him. You don't believe in him. You cannot please God. Lord, but once you get saved, you can please. The Lord wants you to come to him. Be ye not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so. Be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Ain't it good to know that he's in you, people? You, if you've been saved, ain't it good to know that he's in you? He dwells in you and he takes care of you. Listen, I'm telling you, he's took care of me for almost 2 years going to Indianapolis and back. He took care of me doing an open heart surgery. You know, I'm telling you, he took care of me during COVID. He's took care of me doing a lot of things. He's the only one that can heal you from sickness. He can. He knows when we're going to go. He knows when we're going to die. He knows what time we're going to die. He's God. He's the Spirit. He knew where Adam was. He didn't ask him where he was when he was in the Garden of Eden. He knew where he was. God knows everything. He knows everything in your hair. To all your hair. He knows every numbers of your hair. He does. And you think, and there's a lot of times people think, we're going to live forever. You're going to live until the Lord gets done with you. When God says it's time for you to come, even us, if we time to us come home, even you, my lost friend, he knows when you're going to die. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Oh, it's because of righteousness because of Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm thankful to know that I am a child of God. Oh, I'm thankful to know that. I'm thankful to know that I know when God carries me on, I'll be home with the Lord. I'm thankful to know that I'm not going to be in that devil's hell. I'm thankful to know that, you know, there's a lot of people today. I sit and talk to people around old Happy Days restaurant a lot of times. And boy, they get talking to me and ask them about their salvation. And they will say, well, I got baptized. Oh, I'm looking at them. That ain't how you get it. And I started telling my testimony right there. The other day I was talking to a young man and a lady there, and they was telling me, one of them said, well, the preacher went and took me in a room and talked to me. And I said, well, that ain't how I did it, how I got it neither. I said, a preacher can pray for you, but he can't tell you you're going to be all right. And you know, that's how bad this world's getting right now. It's getting so bad. You know, I want you to think about how God is getting tired of this whole world. You know, Matthew 24, it talks about the end of time, didn't it? You know, it's earthquakes and all. Look at Russia over there. They're done getting an earthquake. 8.8, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm telling you, God is getting tired of this world, of this sinful world. And he's fixing to get ready to destroy it. And sinner friend, I believe I'd be on my knees pretty soon, what I'd be doing. I'd be worried about my soul. I want you to realize that today. And it says here, and it says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. You know, once this body, you know, our soul's going to go on up to heaven, ain't it? Oh, guess what, though? When that resurrected come, when the Lord comes to get his children, the dead is going to rise, and we're going to have a new body. We're going to have the, you know, I got to think another day how it's going to be like a blink of an eye. We're going to have a flight. Well, like, you know, the song says, fly it out of an airplane. It's going to be better than an airplane, ain't it? It's going to be a quiz. We're going to be there so quick. It takes 5 hours from here to Oakland to go on an airplane. It won't take no 5 hours to get to heaven. It's going to be a blink of your eye. It's going to be a snap of your finger, and you'll be in heaven. Boy, it's going to be the best flight I ever had. You know, I sat back other got thinking about that a while back, and you know, I got to thinking about how Dad went on that day. He went on quick. He went on home, didn't he? And boy, I got to thinking how quick it was. You know, I remember me and Lisa and Heather went on the airplane that time, and my ears got stopped up Oh, I won't worry about my ear stopped up going there. I won't worry about getting no old airplane then. I won't worry about nothing. Because once I get on up there, I'll be walking on the streets of gold. And the thing is, I'm going to go see my Jesus, the one that saved my soul, that wants to save you, lost friend. He wants to save you. And you, man, I want you to realize this. You know, I called Jeff the other day, wanted an appointment here, one. And I got to thinking, well, Lord, what do you want me to preach about? Today, it's even, I was going to start getting on it. We need to follow that covenant. We do need to follow that church covenant, don't we? Every day, we need to follow the church covenant. We need to follow the Spirit of the Lord each time we get up. You know, we've got a lot of preachers in this church house. Oh, it's so many of them that, you know, we can't count them sometimes. But you know what? Some of them's not out preaching that they need to be out preaching the Word of God. They need to be out carrying the Word and doing what God laid on my heart. Just like the Spirit, when they tell them to go and preach, go preach the Word and get out, get this gospel out. You know, I'm so proud of some of these preachers now. You know, Brother Randall stepped in when I had that open heart surgery. He went up there back and forth to Indianapolis to help me out, and I'm thankful for that. I hear Brother Marty, he's staying busy, and Brother Brad and Johnny on the radio. Oh, I'm proud of these preachers. I want you to keep doing it. We need you. We keep preaching. And Father God, I'm thankful for each and every one of you. You follow the Spirit of the Lord. And that's what we all need to do, is follow the Spirit of the Lord. Because we got so many lost people in this church house. I've got lost people everywhere up in that little Indianapolis area. And they need to be saved. And you know, I get a thinking about how we just need to start following the Spirit. And it says here, even on verse 12, is lead by the Spirit. It says, therefore, brother, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You know, we're sons of God, Brother Jeff. And I want to tell you, I love this brother. He's helped me through a lot. I love the deacons of his church. I love each and every one of you. And I thank God that I got to be able to preach again back here. It's been a while. But I'm telling you today, we need to be led. Once we get led by the Spirit, we need to follow that Spirit. I get frustrated sometimes out in the world, and I get a thinking, Lord, I can't wait to get back in church. I can't wait to get back behind that book board, because we need to be preaching the Word of God. And you know, there's a lot of times when we sit back and we wonder, are we doing anything good? A whole lot. And then something pops up. We hear somebody getting saved. And that's wonderful. We get to hear somebody getting saved. Oh, that's wonderful. I heard that one Sunday night that Dace Crossroad got saved. Oh, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to see him get here and get saved. Oh, that's the one that devil can't get to no more. It's the old devil, he tries to get to each and every one of us. I know, I'm telling you, we all need to be worshiping the Lord and following the Lord and be led by the Spirit. You know, I sat back and I didn't know what I was going to preach. I mean, I don't know why. God gave this to me this probably about when I walked in the house from Indianapolis. Lord gave me this for this Romans 8. Oh, we need to follow. We need to follow that Spirit of God all the time. You know, it says here in the verse, and I'm going to read on to 17 and I'll be done. Y'all going to think, well, he's getting long-winded in his preaching. But you know, I've got to do what God lays on my heart to do. And that's how I am. It says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joints heirs with Christ, if so, be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. We need to be glorified together, brothers and sisters. We need to be glorified and being prayerful for this revival. I'm telling you, I'm getting ready for this revival. I'm looking forward to next week. I'm going to be in a revival up there. I'm looking forward for this revival at Hilltop. You know, Lord laid on my heart here a while back to have a tent revival over on Daddy's property. Oh, I won't forget it. Daddy told me one day he named off everybody. He got to mention everybody got saved around that little property there, and the Lord just put it on me that day, and boy, he gave me the preachers just like that. Can you believe that? Brother Marty and Brother Randall's helping him, Brother Tyler Knight, he's got the tent, and I said, well, Lord, you gave me the tent already, didn't you, Lord? Oh, that's a blessing when the Lord can get in there, get with you, and that's the Spirit of God. You know, I cannot preach without the Spirit of God, Jeff. You can't neither. It ain't nobody can't get behind this book bowl without God. And you might say, well, Brother Mark, you doing the preaching. No, it's the Lord doing the preaching. It's not me. I will fail him if it was me. I'm going to tell you right now, I will fail him. Oh, I thank God today. That's my little message.